The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Tiffany.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good today. Thank you.
Good. And our special guest, attorney Richard Finucci, again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Rick.
Thank you for being here with us again. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss various real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We're also a Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office. We have been listing, appraising, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you'd like to suggest a topic for the show, send that in to us or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
To search the MLS listings or view our listings, you can go to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, where we also have all of our archive radio shows. You can click on any one that interests you. And please don't forget to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, attorney Richard Finucci for the fifth week in a row. A little bit, a brief background on you, please, sir. How long you've been practicing and what you do, your specialties and where you serve.
Well, thanks, Jackie. And again, it's great to be back. My office is located in Peckville, and we are located at 1418 Main Street in Peckville. People can reach us at 570-383-0652, or at our email is lawoffice@attyfanucci.com. I've been practicing real estate for 23 years now, and we do a strong emphasis in real estate law.
And you serve a lot of different counties, not just Lackawanna. You go all around us, Luzerne, Wayne, Pike, Susquehanna. Where else?
That's correct, Jackie. Pretty much the entire Northeast Quadrant, 5-6 county area.
Okay, excellent. So we have, in previous shows, we have discussed many different things. We talked about appealing property taxes. We talked about sheriff sales, short sales, foreclosures, title insurance, and title searches. And one area that we didn't touch on yet, which we're going to do right now, are tax sales.
Yes.
Okay. What could you tell me about the tax sale process? Isn't that just like a sheriff sale, a foreclosure?
Well, Jackie, honestly, that is probably one of the biggest misconceptions that I hear through calls through my office. People often misunderstand that a tax sale is something totally separate and distinct from a foreclosure, which is also a sheriff sale. Understand that foreclosures go into a sheriff sale. When someone doesn't pay their mortgage, it eventually is foreclosed upon, and then it is sold at a sheriff sale. People often think that tax sale, a sale of property by the county tax claim bureau for delinquent taxes, is the same, and it's not. There are really two types of tax sales that we'll be talking about today.
Okay, and they are?
An upset sale and a judicial sale.
Okay.
In the realm of tax sales, Jackie, there's three types of sales: the upset, the judicial, and then a private sale. For the most part, the best one of all three is going to be the judicial sale, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But just some background, as far as an upset sale, naturally, if someone doesn't pay their taxes annually, by December 31st of that year, the taxes will go delinquent. The following year, the tax claim bureau is obligated to notify the property owner that their taxes haven't been paid. And if they don't become current with them or pay them, that they will eventually go into a upset sale.
How long does that usually take? Does that take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10?
The upset sale is held by the tax claim bureau usually once a year. In order to get on the list for the upset sale, your taxes need to be 2 years delinquent.
Okay.
So you go delinquent, the following year you'll get notices telling you you need to pay. And if by the following year, the following September, at least in Lackawanna County, the property would then be listed to go into the upset sale.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have to pay in full, or could you pay, you know, a portion of it?
You know, for the most part, the taxes need to be paid in full to be removed from the tax sale. I will tell you that our tax claim bureau in Lackawanna County is usually pretty good with accepting sometimes payments, but they don't make that a hard and fast rule. But they do, it depends on the circumstances.
So a tax sale would occur if the property, in most cases or all the time, would be unencumbered?
What happens, Jackie, is that where a owner has a mortgage against a property, it's very rare that a mortgage company will allow the taxes to go delinquent. One of the things that mortgage companies will monitor frequently with a property, in addition to whether the person is being timely on their payment, is whether or not their taxes and their insurance is being paid, because naturally that's something that would affect the collateral, the real estate itself. So they're very good on following up. And if they see that a property has gone with their taxes unpaid or their insurance not paid, in the mortgage document, usually they have the right to step in and just pay it to cover their own interest. And then that could lead to a default, which would lead to a foreclosure.
That may trigger a foreclosure. So, you know, a lot of times people do, and I don't understand why they don't, but people have their reasons, and I'm more of the safe type of person. I don't have that risk personality. But I like whenever we have a mortgage to put in the taxes, have that escrowed, and have the insurance escrowed, just because I know that that's taken care of in the monthly payment.
I always explain to my clients, Jackie, that it's far better to escrow your taxes. People used to look at it as
giving the bank more money.
Exactly. And to me, it's a benefit. You every month you pay into your escrow account, and when the check is written by the bank later on, you don't have to write that big check. It's almost like you forget about it.
Well, they're only allowed to hold a certain amount in there anyway.
That's correct.
It's not like your life savings.
They can't make money on the escrows that they withhold, but it is beneficial to a property owner. I always recommend it.
And I do too. I think, you know, you just don't have to worry about whether you're going to have the funds there to be able to pay your taxes or insurance. Okay, so getting back to the tax sales, we were talking about, so you were explaining the different types, the upset and the judicial. And you said the best one was the judicial. Why?
Well, understand that the upset sale, Jackie, when a property goes into the annual upset sale, if a person goes in to bid on the property and they purchase it for whatever the delinquency is, what they get in return is a tax claim deed. It's similar to a quitclaim deed. They do not get good title. So when you purchase a property at the initial upset sale, you are taking subject to any and all liens, claims, charges, mortgages, defects in title, whatever might be out there, whatever baggage is associated with that property, you are taking. You have legal ownership of it, but you take all the baggage with it.
So there's this list of properties that are going up for tax sale. Would it be wise for somebody that's interested in purchasing at an upset tax sale, would it be in their best interest to do a title search prior to, because you're saying all this baggage might come with the property?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, to me, it's almost absolutely required. A person who is interested in purchasing a tax delinquent property at an upset sale really needs to do their homework. And I advise my clients accordingly. You know, oftentimes, Jackie, people think that they're, you know, going to get a terrific deal. I'm going to get this property for a steal, for just a few hundred or thousand dollars that's owed on the property. And, you know, the general rule is, if it seems too good to be true, it usually is.
How often do we say that?
All the time.
Okay. So, and then how can a person who wants to go to one of these property tax sales, can they finance the property, or do they have to come with cash or certified funds?
No, the Tax Claim Bureau has rules and standards, and you know, you have to come prepared to pay cash. Usually they will want 10% down at the time of sale, and then so long afterward to pay in full. But it usually has to be cash or you know, certified funds.
So you win the bid, you get this property, and for the back taxes, okay? And do you own it completely, or is there something that they call a redemption period?
Well, there's always a redemption period for, and then what that means is the prior owner always has the opportunity to come back and redeem themselves. And it's usually within 1 year from the time of the sale. But, you know, that's where a title search is very important. Every property is different. Every situation is different. It's very important for the prospective buyer to do their homework, do a title search, really hire the services of a qualified attorney to help.
Okay, great. And how do we get in touch with you, please?
570-383-0652.
Okay. Attorney Richard Finucci, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a handyman special in Dunmore. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath home located at 962 East Trinka Street for only $32,500. It's on a nice-sized lot. It's 150 feet deep, and it's in a great neighborhood. This home needs work, including a kitchen and a bath, but the bones of the house are good. And it has nice room sizes and low taxes of only $1,300. So if you're a handyman or a contractor looking for a winter project, give us a call about 962 East Trinker Street in Dunmore, a three-bedroom, one-bath home for only $32,500. And that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And before we go to break, I just wanted to report on a very interesting article I just read. Buyers want discount to share new home with ghosts. Based on a Realtor.com poll, nearly a third of prospective homebuyers would not rule out buying a haunted house or a property where some sort of paranormal activity is said to have occurred. 29% of those house hunters said they would expect a discount of at least 20% for the stigmatized property. Warm or cold spots in a house, possibly from a supernatural source, are deal breakers for 62% of those polled. About 35% of those surveyed, meanwhile, signaled they would not even consider buying a haunted house in the first place. And at the other end of the spectrum, meanwhile, 2% of poll participants said they would pay a premium for a haunted property. What say you?
Not me.
No,
no. Free neighbors.
No.
I got enough outside noises. I don't need noises from inside the house.
No, I don't think I'd be interested either.
No, thank you.
Okay, it's time for a short break. We will return in a few brief moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, if you have questions, we have answers. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Thank you. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm glad I see your microphone in front of you now.
Yes, yes. Okay. I had a question. You were talking, Rick, before about a redemption period. So say I bought a house at a tax sale and I paid the taxes and I went in there and I started doing improvements right away and the previous owner comes back a year later, could he just take the house over with all the improvements?
Well, not likely, Patrick. Understand that once you purchase the property, yes, there is a redemption, but it's going to be very, very difficult for a prior owner to come back against the Tax Claim Bureau or the purchaser to try to redeem the property. In fact, the more time removed from the time of the sale, the more likely that person will not be successful later on in redeeming the property. But it is a risk. It's one of the risks that's associated with buying a tax sale property.
There you go, Jackie. That deal is too good to be true.
A lot of times that is true. We were talking before the break about upset tax sales, judicial tax sales, and there were some final points you wanted to make on the upset tax sale.
Well, the last step really that should be done when you purchase a property, an upset sale, is a quiet title action usually needs to be done. Because as I said earlier, you are not getting good title at all. And quiet title action is a remedy for the purchaser to go in and clear the title. And it involves notifying all the prior owners, their heirs, successors, assigns, lien holders, etc. So there's a process. And it can be costly. And, sometimes, again, getting back to it, it's too good to be true.
And yes, this super terrific deal.
Right, which later on may end up costing you, thousands and thousands of dollars, especially if someone comes out of the woodwork later on and says, oh, by the way, my aunt so-and-so was the owner of this house and I have an interest. I'm her lone heir. And these things happen.
So surprises do occur.
Yeah.
Okay. So, during how long, you said it could be costly to issue that quiet title. How about time?
There's the average quiet title. It varies, but I will say it takes anywhere probably minimum 3 months to maybe 6 months to complete. Anything could happen within that time.
Could be shorter, could be longer,
sure.
but 3 to 6 months is.
And don't forget, one of the other things is you're buying these properties usually sight unseen.
Right.
You have no idea what condition the property's in. You have no idea what goes on.
But people flock to these sales. I've been down at the courthouse when they've had tax sales, and I'm always amazed. Yeah.
Well, by far, the more beneficial of the tax sales is the judicial sale.
Okay.
That's the one where, unlike the upset sale, when a judicial sale is held and scheduled by the Tax Claim Bureau, the Tax Claim Bureau actually petitions the court and requests a judicial sale. And that's been done fairly regularly in the past 4 years here in Lackawanna County. And I know other counties have been starting to do them. This is for properties that do not get purchased at the upset sale. So once you go through the upset sale, if there are no bidders, this property automatically will be listed for the judicial sale, which is usually held the following February. The upset sale is usually in September in Lackawanna County anyway. And the judicial sale has regularly been held in February. But this is where a purchaser can get a good deal. Again, you need to be a little savvy. You need to do your due diligence. You need to know what you're purchasing. You need to have a title search done. You need to know exactly what it is you're going after.
Now, how about that? Sight unseen usually is in that case as well,
yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Same thing, because the Tax Claim Bureau has no authority to allow somebody to go onto the property. So very rarely can you get inside access. You can always do a drive-by. You could walk around the back or the front of the property, but you're rarely going to get inside. Sometimes you may have people still living in the home, tenants or not.
So you purchase this property at the judicial sale, and there are people that are residing in the property. Can you, once you own the property, go to the property?
Oh, you can, but you never know what you're going to get into, especially if there's people still living there. And you're assuming all risks associated with that property, which would include everything, inherent problems. The benefit with the judicial sale, unlike the other sales, is a purchaser can get the property free and clear of any and all liens, assuming that the tax claim bureau, through their attorneys who work for them, do the correct procedure and notify everybody involved, the prior owners, the any lien holders of any sort, the IRS, domestic relations, the sewer authority, etc., all the taxing bodies. As long as everybody is notified, that's the key to a successful judicial sale to buy a property free and clear. And that work is all done by the tax claim bureau.
So someone that's purchasing a property at this judicial sale, what I'm hearing is, has to have a tremendous amount of faith and trust in the fact that everybody did what they were supposed to do along the line.
That's correct, because, again, despite the fact that the Tax Claim Bureau does the work, there are no warranties. You don't get a warranty with this, and it's very wise for a potential purchaser to also do their own homework to kind of double check to make sure everything was done.
Good advice. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And with us today is attorney Richard Finucci, who practices real estate law out of Peckville. And how do we get in touch with you, sir?
My office is located at 1418 Main Street in Peckville. My phone number is 570-383-0652. And our email is lawoffice@attyfinucci.com. We will return all calls, and I have a terrific staff, and they're very knowledgeable and in the area of real estate and all other legal matters. We do a lot of other things besides real estate.
But what else do you do?
We do a lot of municipal law. I serve as solicitor to a lot of municipalities and school districts in Northeast PA. We do a lot of estate and elder law work and a lot of criminal defense.
Okay, good. So you're very busy.
Yes.
And you have a partner.
My partner is Corey Colcharno, and he's been with me for 1 year now, and he's a former district attorney in Lackawanna County and is very, very knowledgeable in the area of criminal defense.
Excellent. Okay. So we're talking about tax sales. Anything you want to add to the discussion before we move on?
I think the key to our listeners, Jackie, is you need to do your homework. Always seek out the guidance of a realtor, an attorney. Ask questions. You really need to know what you're getting into in the area of buying a tax property.
Okay. One of the things that I was thinking about when we were putting in the shows together is adverse possession. How many times I'll walk into a property with and to list it for sale as a listing agent, and I sit down with the sellers and they tell me about the lot next door that is, you know, owned by the city, but they've been cutting the grass and maintaining the property for the last 21 years, or they've parked there, or they've used this, that, the other thing, and so they feel it's theirs. Is it as simple as that?
Well, there is such a thing called adverse possession, the old slang term that I think we grew up with, and we heard my grandfather used to use the word squatter's rights. Mm-hmm. And the squatters, I remember him telling me one time on going down Interstate 81, he would say the squatters took over that area up there. But the legal term is adverse possession. And Jackie, I laugh when you say that, because I want to say that in my 23-year legal career and doing real estate law, perhaps probably the most common question that we get in the office would be, you know, calls from people saying, wanting to know, do I own this property because I have mowed the lawn there and I my grandfather had a fence up, and therefore do we own it? Is it automatic? And it's really misunderstood.
It's not automatic, is it?
It is not automatic.
What does one have to do, whether this lot is abandoned, whether they know who owns it, whether it was, you know, whatever the case may be, they've been using it. So in their minds, they feel it's theirs. So what would they need to do in order for it to truly be theirs?
Understand that adverse possession is just another way to acquire a property. And the most common way, of course, is through a purchase or a sale. But adverse possession is just another way. It's a legal procedure. There are five elements that the law says needs to be fulfilled in order to have the perfect, picture-perfect adverse possession claim, which, by the way, we rarely ever see.
Sure, picture perfect. Just the word perfect tells me that you would rarely ever see that.
Doesn't exist.
No.
For the most part, the basic elements that one needs to establish for a legal adverse possession claim is, one, that they have held actual possession of the property. Two, that they've had continuous possession, not intermittent. Three, that their possession has been visible and notorious. Four, that it's been distinct and exclusive to them, the claimant. And five, that it's been hostile, in other words, adverse to the true owner.
So how do you prove that? Videos, transcripts, writings, what? How do you prove that?
Well, the actual possession part is probably the simplest, because that's really what most people will readily view that they have. Oh, and by the way, all of these elements have to have taken place for a minimum period of 21 years or more. And I was remiss in not mentioning that earlier, but that's, you know, the time period is the key. And these five elements have to be met. But the actual possession part, that's usually the one that most people, well, I, you know, we've possessed it, we've mowed the lawn. It's the others that aren't so clear. The continuous, you just can't say that, well, we exercised it for 5 years and then we stopped for a while and then went back to it. It has to be one straight shot, no broken periods of time, and visible and notorious. That's the old, you know, plant your flag and fly your flag, that this is my property and I'm taking it. And it has to be completely adverse to the interest of the prior owner. So in other words, if someone was possessing it with permission, even if it was permission given 20 years ago, it's still permissive, it's consensual. That will fly in the face of an adverse possession claim.
Okay. So it's not very simple.
No, it is not. And it's a legal process. You just don't, adverse possession does not just occur.
Want it to.
Or automatically happen. You need to safeguard your adverse possessory rights by taking legal steps. The law says you need to file a statement of claim, and it's always, and record that claim. And then it's best to follow up with a quiet title action to really perfect your title. Because even if you have acquired the property by adverse possession, the title may not be perfect. It may still have defects and may not be marketable later on.
Okay. So it sounds complicated to me, and someone would need to get in touch with someone like you.
Yes, the key is it is not automatic. Simply mowing the lawn or putting up a fence or blocking off a portion of someone else's land for 21 years is not in and of itself necessary to establish a viable claim.
Well, another great discussion with you, Attorney Richard Finucci. Thank you so much for your time today. And we're going to ask you back next week so we can discuss inspections and your thoughts about the inspection process and why people should have home inspections and the seller's property disclosure statement and things of that nature. Would you be kind enough to come back with us?
I certainly would, Jackie. That would be great.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a two-family in Scranton. That's another fixer-upper. It has two bedrooms in each unit, or you could make it a large one-family. It's located at 1409 Sanderson Avenue in Scranton for only $24,900. Now, this home does need work. It was condemned due to a fire, but it can definitely be repaired with the right owner. It has a new gas boiler in 2011, very large rooms, some replacement windows, and a detached garage. So if you're looking for a duplex in Scranton in need of work, give us a call about 1409 Sanderson Avenue for only $24,900.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11. 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Brady Real Estate.